It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Well, let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Doing all right. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Interesting weekend. We had 80 degrees plus on Saturday and mustered up about 48 yesterday and a little wind. And
welcome to Minnesota.
Yeah, here we are.
Thankfully, the wind died down just enough Friday evening I could light my charcoal grill. And
I saw you outside there. I saw you out. Looked like you had like a measuring tape or something. You were running around between your house and the one next door. Maybe you had a hose or something. I don't know. You had something you were stretching out there.
That wasn't me this weekend.
Oh, must have been
my dog's tie-out broke.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Okay.
Neighbor had to come get him.
I had to tell you he was out there running around with something. So.
Neighbor had to come bring him back. So.
Good old Rupert.
Yeah. But it was an old rope and cheap rope, so I just make a new one.
Very good. All right, well, let's salute a veteran here today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Private Alton L. Dahl. Alton was born on, in 1925 in Madison. Passed away on July 7th, 2008. He entered active duty in the United States Army Air Force on October 13th, 1945, at Fort Snelling, was honorably discharged 13 months later out of Fairfield Sui Sun Army Air Base in California. From the looks of it, he spent 13 months in California during World War II. And we both agreed that's a...
would be a good place to be.
That's a good place to be.
Yeah.
I spent 16 months in California, before and a little after 9/11. So, good place to be.
That's right.
He was a communications installer repairman stationed at Fairfield Sui Sun Army Air Base out in California, and he earned the World War II Victory Medal for his service. So thank you, Alton, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
You bet. Thanks to the vets.
Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
As well it should be.
That's
in your line of work, right?
Yep.
Well, let's get to the topic at hand here today, and we're going to be talking about some updates on the Family Caregiver Program for legacy participants and applicants. What's that all about?
Yeah, the Department of Veterans Affairs on their Vantage Point blog put out a press release on the 20th of April providing updates on the restructuring of VA's Program for Comprehensive Assistance for Family Caregivers, PCAFC, or as I like to call it, the Caregiver Support Program. As of March 22nd, VA is reviewing and examining the current PCAFC eligibility criteria. During this time, here's what family caregivers of legacy participants and legacy applicants can expect. Those are the ones that they consider them legacy when they, were basically grandfathered in under the old rules. VA will continue to complete transitional reassessments of legacy participants, legacy applicants, and their family caregivers. Any family caregiver eligible for an increase in caregiver benefits will receive them. Legacy participants, legacy applicants, and their family caregivers may decline the reassessment. However, no increase in benefits can be provided without the completion of the reassessment. VA will not discharge or decrease any support to legacy participants, legacy applicants, and their family caregivers based on reassessment to include monthly stipends paid to primary family caregivers before the current eligibility criteria are examined. While VA conducts a review and examination of current PCAFC eligibility criteria, legacy participants, applicants, and caregivers will remain enrolled in the program and continue to receive support and services under the Program of Comprehensive Assistance for Family Caregivers. Unless revoked or discharged for a reason unrelated to reassessment, please see the revocation and discharge fact sheet on va.gov for more information. VA will consider making changes to the current eligibility criteria if necessary, and VA does continue to develop additional information for legacy participants, applicants, and their caregivers. Also, VA is working diligently to develop additional information for veterans and family caregivers enrolled in the program after October 1st, 2020, regarding their reassessments and discharges. Further review and appeal options remain the same. Options for further review and appeal, according to the, are on the VA Caregiver Support Program's website, which is caregiver.va.gov. That's the website for more information on this. Or you can contact the local caregiver support office, which is for this area at St. Cloud. That number is 320-252-1670. That's the main number for St. Cloud VA. And then extension 7283 for more information. And you can also contact our office, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage line as well.
And you have that number,
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org.
All right. Sounds good. I'm just looking here to see if I had any other news to pass along of anything coming up here at the VFW or anything, but
not that I'm aware of.
Not seeing anything right here at the moment, so I'm sure they have activities that'll be coming up.
Oh, yeah.
They'll keep us up to date.
Yep.
All right.
And you can reach, we're in the lower level of the courthouse. My office is open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and call me on the phone at 598-3445.
All right. Sounds good. And no holidays or anything coming up here, so your regular hours this week pretty much?
Yep.
Okay. Very good. Sounds good. Well, Josh, you have a great week, and we'll chat again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benning, a Lac Barrel Veteran Service Officer on Vets Info on the air this morning. Here on Q92. Vets Info on the air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.